Hi, Daddy. I'm home. Just the usual, hanging out at Nikki's with her for her and Becca. Sorry for making you stay up so late. I should have texted you that I'd probably be getting home around 3 a.m. It's okay. You don't want to, like, punish me or anything? I'm sure you were really worried. You must be angry and want to take it out on me, don't you? No. You trusted me and you're just glad I'm safe? You sure are a pretty lax parent for a single father. So what were you up to all night, Daddy? Sounds exceptionally boring. What am I doing? I'm just, shedding these clothes. Worn them all night, and they just feel like fire on my skin. Just, itching. My skin just wants to be free and touch the cool night air. Yeah, much better. Scooch over on the bed, Daddy. I want to sit next to you. Yeah, I know my room is down the hall, but I want to be next to you right now. Is there something wrong with a daughter wanting to be next to her daddy? So what if I'm just in underwear? I'm not doing anything wrong. Am I? Have I been drinking? Of course not, Daddy. I'm only 18. I'm not allowed to drink yet, silly. Do you want to smell my breath? Daddy, don't struggle. Just let me straddle you. There. Now let me lean in close so you get a nice good whiff of my breath. See? No alcohol. No alcohol in that one either. Sorry, Daddy, but I'm completely sober and awake right now. And I think you're a little awake, too. Oh my. Was that a little groan, Daddy? When I started rolling my hips on your lap? Shh. Just let me grind against you. Just let me grind my soft, supple body against you. I thought you liked it when I gave you little kisses on the cheek. Little kisses on the cheek for Daddy. You want to know a little secret, Papa? Your daughter went over to Nikki's house with Becky. And Nikki found a little board game hidden behind some old boxes in the basement. A harmless little board game with little letters and little numbers and a little arrow-shaped pointer. And oh, how they whispered and giggled as the little arrow moved between their shivering fingers. Back and forth, and back and forth. Just home moving my hips back and forth on your lap. Back and forth, and back and forth. Oh, how sweet Nikki froze in terror when the little arrow told them how she sucked her math teacher's cock for grades, like the little slut she was. And oh, how Becky screamed when the little arrow told them how she lets her next-door neighbor plow her tight little cunt when his wife is away. And oh, how they ran from the room and left your poor little daughter there, all alone. Well, not all alone. Who am I, Father? No one of importance. Just your average spirit of lust and sexuality. A succubus, your kind once called me. now inhabiting this lovely, tight, young little body. So how about it, Daddy? I told you all about me. Now how about I reach between your legs so I can know a little about you? Hey! Why did you throw me off? You want your daughter back. You have your daughter. Just a sexier, sluttier version. I'd say it's an improvement. Don't you think? It gave her a choice, you know. When it was just the two of us in that dark room. Keep her virgin, prudish self. And stay jealous of her friends who fuck any and every cock they can get their filthy little hands on. Or give her the confidence to do what she wants when she wanted. And she chose me. And oh, what a pleasure it was to penetrate and enter such a sweet, delicately innocent soul. Cease your struggling, mortal. You think just because you're bigger than this body means you can overpower me? You have no idea what you're dealing with, Father. With a flick of my finger like this, your hands and feet are frozen in place as if chained. And with another, watch as your shirt flies off your chest and your boxers off your hips with the speed of a frightened prey before a predator. Look at you now. So strong and yet so helpless. Is this the first time you've felt such fear? Does it make you horny? Spread your legs for me. Now let me. Much better to see what I'm working with. Despite your protestations, you were still quite hard. I had nothing to do with that, by the way. That's all on you. Quite some girth and a heavy sack to match. I shall very much enjoy feeding on you, Father. Let me get on my knees. You want to see your daughter's tongue licking the head of your cock? Big. Pink and wet bubblegum tongue catching every drop of pre-cum leaking from the tip of your cock. Now to wrap her lips around the head and give you a nice good suck. You keep telling me to stop, but your cock is throbbing so hard, and you just can't stop yourself from groaning in pleasure. Is it because you feel guilty? Feel guilty, you feel such pleasure in her soft, wet mouth. Stop fighting and enjoy yourself. Isn't this the daughter you wanted anyway? A good girl willing to take her mother's empty place in your bed. Willing to suck and fuck you at your leisure. Maybe you'd prefer her friends. She can arrange that. Present them to you on a silver platter. Nikki and Becca, naked, collared, and leashed, bowing at your feet, ready to perform whatever depraved acts you tell them to. No turning away, Father. No averting your eyes. I'll make you You will watch your daughter impale her throat with your cock, and you will feel her tongue and her tonsils and the subtle vibrations of her moans as the lips reach the base of your cock until you can't help that deep urge to let go and flood into your daughter's eager mouth with your semen. My, oh my, you are resisting, but underneath I can sense your lust, your desire, your greedy, filthy need. All those things you've locked away, all the chains I'm unshackling with every flick of your daughter's tongue. Such incredible potency emanating from your cock. So potent, it might be even enough to... So, do you want your daughter back, Daddy? Very well. I will offer you a little deal. A way to get her back, safe and sound. Do you know how a succubi is born? We are spirits of lust and sexuality, and we can only be created when the conditions are right for a powerful and potent concentration of such sinful desires. Such as, let's say, a lustful and greedy father spilling his seed into his daughter's needy little cunt. Shh. Make no mistake, I am going to fuck you regardless. And you will be helpless to stop me. I did come here to feed, after all. But to create a fresh, youthful spirit of sexual sin for me to call my own. Something I've desired for quite some time now. You must perform the act with her willingly. Once you've finished inside her, I will leave her body. You will have your daughter back, and I will have my daughter, and... fair trade in my book. You look so pained and defeated. But why, sweet, sweet father? Did I not gift you a way out of your predicament? A way to fulfill your desires while also accomplishing your goal? I'm being rather generous. Ah, you have a condition? That she won't remember a thing? Oh, of course. Such a trifling task. It is done. You accept the deal? Very well. You are released from your bondage. I will trust you will behave proper. Oh, Father, I certainly did not expect such fervor from you. How touching it is that you kiss her neck and her breasts with such desire. Yes, yes. Lay me on the bed. I'll spread her legs for you. Let me caress your strong, manly body as you place yourself on top of her. Let me caress your thick, hard cock. Bulging at her entrance. Such an engorged bull rearing to charge. Can you see the sweat on her skin? Hear the beating of her heart, quickening of her breath, as she awaits for you to take her innocence. Do you want me to tell you another secret, Father? She wanted this as well. I saw it in her darkest thoughts and deepest desires. She dreamed that you would come into her room at night to cover her body with yours, force her legs open, and sate your lust on her. Will you do that for me now, Daddy? Sate your lust on me. Take me. And claim me. You're ready. You're ready. Now answer me. Oh, yes. Answer me. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Oh, fuck your little girl's pussy. Oh, yes. This is the desire I've sought out for so long. That sickly sweet taste of sinful passion. Cradle my head in your big arms, Daddy. Pin me down in place where you thrust your cock as deep inside me as you want. I'm your daughter, Daddy. A daughter's duty is to please her daddy. Am I pleasing you, Daddy? Does my soft, supple body please you? It is the body made with Mommy. When you spilled your potent hot cum inside her fertile cunt. And now you'll make it Mommy too, won't you? You blood of my sopping little pussy, full of your sloppy hot seed. It's so wrong to do that, Daddy. To plant your seed in your daughter's fertile womb. Willfully impregnate your own flesh and blood. It's a sin against the gods and against nature. So why does it feel so right? Why does it feel so good to have your cock deep inside me? Feel your hot breath against the side of my face. Every time you grunt, push, and thrust into me, wanting to claim all the deepest secret parts of me, only to find that all of it already belongs to you. Just like all of you already belongs to me. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Daddy. Daddy, Daddy. I'm so close. I'm so close to coming. And you are too, aren't you, Father? Your lust is peaking in its ripeness. The taste of your sin is more delectable than I ever could have imagined. Daddy, Daddy, please. I want to feel you shoot your cum inside me. Oh, I want to feel you shoot your cum inside me. She wants to feel her daddy's balls empty their load inside of her. To breed fresh young succubus with the carnal pleasures of her body. Daddy, 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 I feel it, Daddy. I feel you coming. Oh, I feel you coming. I'm going, I'm going, I'm going. Oh, 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 Ma, well done, Father. Very well done. What? No desire for aftercare? After what you just went through? Fine, a deal is a deal. As agreed, I will leave your daughter's body. And even as a gracious token of my goodwill, I've replaced her memories with something more pleasant. Goodbye. Hi, Daddy. What's wrong? You look so distraught. What do I remember? I remember going to Nikki's with Becca. And I woke up here? Must have been a pretty boring night, I guess. Hey. Where are you going? Sleep on the couch? Why? So what if I'm naked in your bed? We've been sleeping together for weeks. Come cuddle with me. That's better. Oh, Daddy, you're a little sticky. It's okay, I'm sticky too. Yeah, I don't really remember what happened earlier tonight. Did we fuck, Daddy? You must have fucked me much rougher than usual tonight if you gave me short-term memory loss. But, shh, no more talk. Time to sleep. You woke me up from such a pleasant dream, and I want to go back to it.